United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
I stand in prayer.
Dear Lord, bless this body, guide us tonight.
Can we have roll call? Here.
There.
Here.
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 Did you hear me say that Dwayne?
Okay, adoption of the agenda. That a motion?
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Salters to approve the agenda with the addition of JROTC.
Yes.
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 And the agenda is approved by a vote of 6-0. And I need approval of the minutes for the February 8th meeting.
Second. Yes.
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 And those minutes are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Good. We want to welcome every one of you. Committee chair reports. And report of city officers. We'll move on to old business, ordinance 5-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit for $20,450 and from Riverboat for $53,536.50. Your first reading was February 8th.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 5-2016.
Ordinance 5-2016, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts section 1 and 2, $53,536.50 Riverboat and $20,450 from Edit.
Okay, discussion.
Just a reminder to the council that those were for the trucks, the right-of-way services, and then for the Pioneer Oil payment, and obviously for people that will want to pay attention to those things.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 5-2016 passes with a vote of 6-0.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 5-2016.
Ordinance 5-2016, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, Riverboat Fund, Edit.
Discussion.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 5-2016 passes by a vote of 6-0. Move on to new business. Ordinance 6-2016, vacation of public ways, on behalf of Vincent School Corporation.
Ordinance
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown, to have first reading of ordinance 6-2016.
Ordinance 6-2016, this is part of a petition and publication to vacate public ways in and around the Sacred Heart area, Tecumseh Heritage School, Eberwine Avenue, Day Street, portions thereof.
Andy, you gonna come up and...
Good evening, council members. I'm Andrew Porter of Fayetteville and Porter, and I serve as legal counsel for the Vincennes Community School Corporation. With me this evening is Andy Mizak of Mizak and Palmer, and he's the architect on the renovation project at Tecumseh Harrison Elementary School, which is somewhere between a $20 and a $40 million renovation project. Greg Parsley, the superintendent of the school corporation, he wanted to let me know, or let you guys know, that he couldn't attend tonight. He has a school board meeting tonight, as well as a building corporation meeting, but he is obviously open to any telephone calls or communication you want to have with him directly. We're here tonight because the school corporation filed a petition to vacate two public ways, portions of Eberwine and Day Street. Mr. Mizak's going to explain the details of that of the project itself and why we need those and what the proposed plan is for those. With the petition, we have the exact legal descriptions that were prepared by Providence Land Group stated in there, as long with an exhibit. We did file the required notice in the newspaper, as well as provide certified notices to the abutting landowners. Presently, the only abutting landowners are the school corporation itself and the Evansville Diocese. Father Fleck, we did meet with Andy Mizak, myself, and Greg Parsley. We met with him last week on site and discussed potential issues. I've talked with Father Fleck, and he let me know that it was okay to tell you he doesn't object to the vacating itself. We are presently working through some different parking issues, some liability issues. if you were to grant the vacation of the roadways to make sure that the VCSC and Sacred Heart would own them. We're working through with those with Father Fleck. And I'll let Andy take it over from here to kind of describe. I know you have some more detailed exhibits for you as well, and describe the renovation project.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You look at the front page, we actually have the rendering of what the new addition will look like. You'll notice the 1900s building off to the right. Then addition, this will be the front office area. This addition is actually located right. Proposal, we're requesting the vacation. If you look at the second page, it shows the area vacant. From 2nd Street, Day Street, on Eberwine, and on Day Street, same intersection, towards Real Avenue. Currently, this is blocked off during the school day. Gate there, the same thing along Day Street, no access. People are used to this area closed off. The issue here is safety. What we want to do is actually enclose that covered walkway across the across Eberwine, and then we will close Day Street, but students will have access to the playground because the school corporation owns this block behind here, all whole block. Right now the students cross Day Street when they go back to the playground. So they will this with this being permanently closed, then they'll have access to those. Not having to cross. On the next page, it shows, you know, what we're adding. This front area will be the new office area. We'll enclose that connecting corridor. We'll add a new walkway. And we're also adding a cafeteria. Currently at Tecumseh Harrison, they have a gym cafeteria. We're going to add this new cafeteria off the side here. But with vacating Eberwine, then we can add that new cafeteria side of the building. It will actually come out. This plan, green on it, shows the new parking areas that we're looking at. We have visitors parking will be strictly off of 2nd Street. So if a visitor comes to the school, they'll actually pull off 2nd Street, park here, come in, off the area. We're maintaining the faculty parking over here. This is bus parking. We're actually going to line the buses up and have, again, safety issues, but have. And then parent pickup drop-off will be still along Eberwine and Day Street. As the vacation shows on that second page, we are not closing that intersection. We will keep access for Eberwine and Day in this area. Actually asking. We were discussing access to this building. We will maintain a fire lane between the cafeteria and the. We're looking at requesting or asking. We'll also include pavers along for a fire lane. Father Fleck, and their concern was they still wanted access between the old building and Sacred Heart. This way, behind the Sacred Heart Church, back up to this building. One of his father's concerns was that they still had parking and access. And one of the discussion items was Parsley. We're going to add some additional parking back here off of Day. Church will have access to this, or if they needed new parking up front that we're going to have for visitors. He's not in session. That's kind of a quick synopsis.
Chief, real quick, are you okay with those access points that he discussed?
Yes, as long as we will have.
Okay.
What we'd like to do when we get this finalized, these are very working through the process. We're just in the schematic design process right now. I'd like to sit down and get a final site plan. We'll go through it with you. Make sure that it's okay with. We just, you know, safety for fire trucks, safety for children. We're looking at. We're looking at that. Again, child safety, what's the best way? They pick up. Direction. Really want passenger sidewalk. Right now they have to get cars on the other side. They have to walk out in. Like, really studying that and looking
at how that may be. That's what I said. We have that problem in a lot of the schools right now.
That's what we're doing in all the schools. That's the big. And with, you know, with having parking here and parking here, we're just looking.
was the...
No.
You just have one way in and one way out.
Right. We're really looking at that from a traffic standpoint. Is it better to go two-way? Better to go just maybe opposite way now? Just block?
Now, like, are you going to give, like, a recommendation that what you feel is best?
Is the safest
and the safest for the students?
For the students.
All right, with still giving access to the citizens to that area so we don't have kind of a bottleneck where we've had in some of the areas around our neighborhoods currently with those spots. Okay.
And we are separating now, you know, buses.
Right.
We're pulling the buses away from that area. That was one of the things we've done at all the schools. Separated the buses, parent, drop-off, pickup, visitors, faculty, all in different, not crossing it like we are now, just about. So.
I guess the next question I have is, you know, if the ordinance goes through tonight, then we'll have our next two readings on it. Our next meeting, does Everwine then shut down from that point? Are we going to have time to look at solutions to making sure that traffic can flow easily for the citizens through that spot? Because construction for that spot won't start till, if the project goes through, till, would it be this summer? All right.
That's why we're going
trying
through this
to hustle
process
through
now. So we're ready, schedule-wise, first start construction. What we're looking at in this school and all the other three schools, Tecumseh Harrison, Franklin, Vigo, will have site work completed, roofs and windows, the exterior envelope, plus the site work. What we don't want to do is do something here next summer, come back and have to change it or kind of put it in this summer. We're trying to coordinate all that at once.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a timeline so we can make sure that we have the citizens taken care of too, as well as the school corporation. I mean, we've got a couple months before that, so I think we should be able to have something so both parties are taken care of.
That's why we're coming now. We'd like, you know, if there are concerns. We had some concerns about what was being closed off.
Can you go up to the microphone, please?
Where you're putting the Day Street closing right here, we live here. So we still have, because it's a one way to the river, we still have to come in this way and go this way to get to our front of our house. As no. long as none of that is closed off, we don't have an issue.
No, none of it.
But if you make it two way, then you're going to have people coming this way into the school, possibly this way, if you make the road two way. Well, if you make it one way opposite,
then you'll be able to come.
Right.
Right.
Either way, so but it's as long as these people, because there's only two places here, or three. Mine, the one next to me, and the one on both sides of me, we all have an access to either a garage in the front or a garage in the back or a side street. But the other houses in this block don't. They only have Everwine.
But we're not going.
Okay.
It will.
Okay.
We'll stay open. Whatever direction we go, it's.
Okay.
We're just
basically, in a nutshell, what you're asking to do is to permanently shut down what we shut down at the VCSE temporarily for basically 44 weeks of the year. You've got summer school that happens there, so you know most of the time that area is shut down except for, you know, 8 weeks basically. So we're talking about are temporary, where you have a little bit of time at night and then it's shut down throughout most of the day. So we're just looking at making this permanent what it is, so it'd be similar to what everybody's used to right now.
I would add, for a standpoint, that if it's permanently closed like that and vacated, what'll happen is the abutting landowners would take ownership up to the halfway mark, which is why we're working with Father Fleck. Sacred Heart would be the abutting landowner through Everwine. up through there. I know VCSE owns the lot on Day Street on both sides of it. So we're working with Father Fleck on what it would look like should both of us have ownership over that road after if the city were to vacate it. That's what we're presently working on. Hopefully we'll have some more definite proposals next month or two with Father Fleck should the council decide to do that.
Now, are you planning to come back and give us your findings on what you feel is the best route? Okay. All right. That would be appreciated. I don't know about anybody else, but I think that'd probably be the best. Thank you.
Greg should be here next month as well.
Okay. Okay.
Any other discussion?
Any other questions? Call for the question.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Salter?
Since I'm an employee of the VCSE, I will be abstaining on this vote.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 6, 2016 passes by a vote of 5-0 with. Yep.
Thanks, guys. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Move on to claims.
Yeah. Right.
Move to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $404,996.67.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $404,996.67.
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Salter?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Claims are paid by a vote of 6-0. I do want to mention real quick that plan is to do the State of the City after the next council meeting, which will be the 14th. Okay. And then, are you wanting to bring up?
Yes.
JROTC, we'd like to do a presentation.
All right, good evening. I'm Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Michael Brankle. This is Colonel Lee Baker with me tonight. I'd like to thank you for your time tonight. I know it was the last minute of the agenda. This briefing is just informational. You're not asking for any decisions. This image above will be our shirt and poster design this year. The race will begin or take place on April 30th at the Riverfront Pavilion. The race registration fee, $25 before April 29th. $35 the day of. Registration will begin at 8:30 a.m. and then the race will begin at 10 a.m. We already got our answers and approval from the City Board of Works as well, so all we're asking for right now is your support. This is a short agenda of what we're talking about. All right, this year we're doing 7 significant events for our celebration. We're using last year's race as a learning experience to improve this year as well. And we're looking at more of a community involvement this year. Instead of last year, it was taking place at the school. This year, we're going to move it downtown. Hopefully, it'll draw more attraction. Our name for the race this year is going to be called the Dash Along the Wabash. It's Indiana's Bicentennial Run. It'll take place April 30th and celebrate 200 years of Indiana statehood where it started. We will include a 1-mile fun run/walk and a 5K fun run. both with an optional color splash. And then the registration website is at the bottom of this page with a QR code. Registration will open on April 1st. And this is just a bigger picture of our run this year. The inclement weather plan is to take place on May 14th this year. Our route is on the next page. Since we're starting the runs at the same time, the 1 mile runners will run south along the river, and then the 5K runners will start north. The yellow route on the page is the 5K. It will go along First Street to Grouseland, Culbertson, and then under the bridge, along the river at the George Rogers Clark Memorial, and then run through the rendezvous site, and then through the gates into the Military Museum, where Judge Osborne is going to pre-position military vehicles to run through. And then it'll run down Willow to 2nd Street, past the Old Cathedral, past Patrick Henry Park, and then finish back at the Pavilion. Then the 1 mile run will go south past the Patrick Henry Park, under the bridge, along the Wabash at the George Rogers Clark Memorial again, and back at the Pavilion. This is our approval process. So far, we've already talked to Mr. Parsley and Mr. Combs. We got approval from them. And then tonight, earlier, we got approval from the City Board of Works as well. And then we have another group at the school board meeting tonight as well. We'll also be coordinating with the City Water Department, Police Department, and Fire Department for the race. And then our concept this year was approved, and we are using the Riverfront Pavilion, and we are displaying street banners along the city. Do you have any questions over our event? All right. This will conclude our presentation. Thank you for our time.
It's an excellent program. Thank you very much.
Yes, and now, pardon? Yeah. And then they're going to
adjourn. Motion?